people in Elul want to spend some extra time in the Beis Medrash learning and joining the Kol. So it's a great preparation for Yom Neroim. And the last couple of years, we've been doing inyanim that are related to business halacha, where we understand that the Torah directs a person in every area of life, not just in the Beis Medrash and davening or in learning, but in every single area of life, how to deal with different inyanim and how to conduct one's business. So this has been part of a bigger initiative that partnered together with the law firms of Stockhan Braverman, and we appreciate their status in this. I don't have the name. What's the name? Yeah, Parrot, yeah. So the learning today and tomorrow is going to be dedicated to Refuah Shleima, one of the attorneys, from attorney in the firm. He's not doing well. They found a big machla by him, so we worked a lot with him, and so it should be a fortunate for him. I'll get the name. And just to introduce a little bit more, we'll hear from Rabbi Friedman. Thank you very much for giving different psicha to the...
Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tremendous chus to have a little bit of a role, a little bit of a yad in the Yachikala, at least at the Haskala, to get things started, to get things rolling. Appreciate it. So I want to share one. Let's begin with something that Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, says. This is brought in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron Al Hatar in Parshas Kisisa on the pasuk of Vayitein El Moshe Kechalo. So we're having a Yachikala. Yachikala had their different explanations exactly why is a learning program when people take off time from their work to learn, why is it called Yarchi Kala? So I want to share something Rabbi Aaron says. He's not going on Yarchi Kala, but he's going on Kala, and I think it's extremely appropriate. The Medrash Tanchuma says on the Pasuk, No festi tofnesif soisecha kala, your lips shall be pouring with beautiful things that are of great fragrance, great attractive fragrance. Items will be pouring from your lips. On that, Chazal say in the Medrashir Ashirim, Kol Misha Omer Divrei Torah. Anybody who says, who's Oisik in Torah, Ve'einon Arevin Al Shomehen Kekala, but they're not as precious and special, Al Shomehen Kekala. What kind of Kala? Kekala Zu Sha'areva Al Baila B'Shaz Chupasa. If they're not as special to the person who's learning them, as a kala is b'shas chupasa, which is the climax, the epitome of the height of the areves of the feelings and of the closeness and of the specialness. If you don't feel that way about the divrei Torah that the person is saying, if he's not able to present them in such a manner, noach lo shelo amram. This is Chazal and Shirim. Noach lo shelo amram. Better keep it to himself. If you can't make it that people should appreciate it and have such a tshuka for it, like a kala b'shas chupasa, noach lo shelo amram. So Rabbi Aaron's Masvir, what does this mean? He says to call Masha Makabal Olav Yoser Ol Torah. The more a person accepts upon himself the Ol Torah, Verotze Yoser Lahavin Leida. He wants to understand the Torah. He wants to know the Torah. Imkein Are Markish Yoser Barevis the Torah. Mimela. It's a natural outcome. It's automatic that he's going to feel the sweetness of Torah, the specialness of Torah, the Revis at Torah. Val Yidei Kach. It's not stama maila, okay? We like to enjoy everything we do. We like to enjoy, but no, it's not just that. If he feels the arevas, the specialness of the Torah, the sweetness of the Torah, then it's mitzametzes. It becomes more powerful by him, more meaningful, and it has a greater effect on him. He's zocha to understand it better, to remember it, and to bring in the day hatzlacha. What else could we ask for? So, the perhaps Yarchei Kala, part of the understanding of Yarchei Kala, it's time that people take off from their schedules to sit and learn in a way that they're Isaac in Torah and feel the Arevus HaTorah. They feel the Torah mamish like kakala. Everybody, we all know that as busy as a person is, whatever he's doing, if a person is single and he needs to get married and he meets the right person, so that nixes everything. He fits it in and he works it out that he's getting married, he's taking off the time, and everything else has to be put on hold because this is the most important thing. So that's the way the Torah is, and that's the way we have to feel. Yachikal is a time when everything else gets put on hold. It doesn't make a difference what we're doing and how important it is. Everything else gets put on hold to be osing in the Torah and feel the arevus of the Torah like a kala. Now, as Rabbi Blazer mentioned, the Kol has been focusing on Chashem Mishpat in the Yachikal for a number of years, and truly, as time goes on, not just the Archikala, Chashem Mishpat is taking a very primary role in this Kol in terms of shiurim that are offered for the public, and in terms of the learning of the Yungel Light itself, and learning in Yoni Chashem Mishpat for some time now, and up to and including the present time. And Chashem Mishpat has become very, very, very central in the learning of the Kol, not lafuke anything else, because Baruch Hashem, there's everything going on here in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and Dalei Chalkei Shulchan Aruch and beyond, which is, it's a great thing. We have Chaburas learning, the learning Erechin, and the learning, I'm not sure what the night Chabur is learning now, but there's always Limud HaTorah and Kinyan Masechta. Everything's going on in this Kol Baruch Hashem, and it's a gewaldig thing. The Chashem Mishpat is one of the primary things. And people who are take off time to learn, take off from their schedules to learn, take off from time off that they could be used for other things to learn, is itself a phenomenal mile. The godless and the schus of Limud HaTorah. I just saw in the Sefer El Moshe brings down that Rav Shmuel Greineman asked the Chavetz Chaim on the Mishnah Perkei Avos that says Yofe Shoachas Koras Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Chayei Olam Hazeh. The gewaldig and the greatness and the gewaldigkeit of Olam Haba is for 1 minute, Sha'achas is better than Kol Chayei Olam Hazeh. So he said, okay, so Rishon Greinman asked, he says, look, the yeshivalite in Europe, in Radin and other places are suffering so much. They're learning under such deprivation, such poverty, such difficult conditions. Can I take one minute, one Sha'achas from my Olam Haba that hopefully I've been learning, hopefully I'm zoken some Olam Haba, so I'll take just one bit of it and dedicate that, donate that to the Olam Hazeh, that it should become easier, that people shouldn't have to suffer so much. They should be able to learn Torah with a little bit of menuchsa and nefesh, a little bit of, they shouldn't be so starving and so bitter cold and so deprived. Can I do that? Could you arrange that for me? You have connections up there. Could you, I'm adding a little bit, it doesn't say quite this way, but Mustamba, that was behind the question. Could you help me arrange that? I'll give Sha'achas. Hopefully I'll have other ones. I'll give that the Bachram and the Yungel Light should have it a little bit better. So the Chavetz Chaim said, you know what you're saying? He says, you're like a child that's holding in his possession like $1,000 in cash that somehow, and if somebody offers, he says, yeah, I'll give you a candy for that money. He says, sure! And he's willing to give up this $1,000 cash that he's holding in his hand for the little sucking candy that the man is offering. He says, that's what you're saying. That says, what's going to happen when that child gets a little bit older and a little bit more mature and a little bit understands? He's going to have such phenomenal charata that, what did I do? $1,000? What I could, especially $1,000, I don't know what sum he picked, but in those days, what I could do with this money? Gave it away for a candy, like, what was, you know, obviously out of my mind, just such a childish, immature, unreasonable approach. He says, that's what you're saying. If you really understood the arevus and the gewaldigkeit of Sha'achas Ba'olam Haba, you would never begin to offer, as much as it troubles you and it bothers you to see the suffering, but you would know that you wouldn't even think, it would never be enter your mind to give up such a thing, and such a thing is impossible to do. So we just get a picture of mamash what we gain from Limud HaTorah, and we know that Lefun Sarah Agra, the more a person puts into it has so many different elements, so many different dimensions. Part of putting into it is the fact that there's other things I could do. There are many other things I could be doing now, and instead I'm doing this. And putting into it is also putting my head into it, and it's not always so easy. And maybe the guy next to me is a big about kishon, he chaps better, and I feel a little bit, I'm not getting what he's getting, and I'm not getting as quickly as getting. I don't feel quite into it, like people in the shiur are asking questions which I'm first struggling to get the maramakomas. you may be getting a lot more schar. You may be getting a lot more out of this Yarchei Kala than the one next year. Yeah, the one next year, the guy with the good head should ask the questions about that. And he should get as much as he can get out of it. Everybody should get on their level. But don't think that your level, if it's not, his level of learning is any less valuable in the eyes of the Ebershter and in terms of the schar. I just want to end a little bit by saying that I once heard from Reb Chaim Cohn, I'm sure you know, he's in New York. Chashim Mishpat is one of his main areas, obviously. And he once said that when a person is learning Or HaChaim, Yerideya, Eben Ezer, so it's very, very useful, it's a very valuable tool to have Seichel HaYashar, to think straight, to have a straight head, and to comment. I think he actually used common sense. Common sense is extremely useful in three Chalakim Shulchan Aruch. In Chashim Mishpat, it's not useful. It's not a valuable tool. It's a tnai kafel. Learn a chosha mishpat, you have to have seichel yashar. You have to have common sense. You have to use common sense approach. And then, when you use your common sense, and then you apply it to the sugyas hagemara and to the shulchan aruch and to the poskim, then your common sense becomes embellished and enhanced. The common sense is the starting point. Without it, you won't get started. You can't be nichnas into chosha mishpat. But it doesn't end with that. It only begins with that. And especially, the values have to share something I said recently in a different forum, but the world we live in today is, everybody knows, anybody who has any shaykhs to what's going on outside, and hopefully the less you have, the better, but it knows that the world is completely insane. Anything that was once a value, a moral or ethical value in the world that I was growing up in, is completely gone. It's completely hafuk. It's just the opposite. Everything that made sense, everything that we understood was ethical, proper, moral, is now just the opposite. People engaged in lifestyles which are completely off the radar of anything that's even thinkable. And now it's becoming not only thinkable, but it's becoming routine and acceptable and v'chulu v'chulu. And all that happens in a world that doesn't have Torah. A world that doesn't have Torah continues to circle and roll further and further and further away from anything normal and from anything proper. You can't be an ethical, proper person forever without Torah. You could have some haschalah and some basis, but if it's not enhanced by Torah and enforced by Torah, then it's not going to remain, as we see now in what's happened, the crumbling of society and the crumbling of all ethical values. So limud haTorah is what keeps us straight. And particularly Chashim Mishpat, when you put your head into, you take your common sense, and then you put your head into the way that the Ravina and Rav Ashi saw, and Abayin Rav and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, you see the way how they understood, how they're interpreting how the Torah understands values, and the Torah understands ethics and morals and what's yashus, what's correct and what's not correct. That makes us straight, that gives us Torah Tikka cook, Torah Tikka thinking, Torah Tikka values, and it helps us not only be zochet to this gevaldika, eventually schar and olam haba, but to have a normal, livable, sensible olam hazeh. So everybody is here, and everybody is coming, and everybody is shtativ and kol, and anyway, have tremendous hatzlacha, particularly as I said before, Elul, it's a tremendous schus. We're standing within 2 weeks of Mamash Le Yom Hadin, and to be Marbis Chuyas now is something that we could all use. So everybody should have a tremendous hatzlach and take advantage of every minute and of every shir and of every opportunity to interact with the Rabbanim. As Hashem should have hatzlach and shviyas chus for all of us. All right.